Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 102. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and the chicken lives. It's Ben!
Hi, Aludra, how are you doing?
I'm kind of irritated. You tricked me into calling you a chicken.
No, it's just an exclamation that a chicken lives. I'm not a chicken. Or the chicken lives.
It's supposed to be I am the chicken that lives.
No,
so,
You
tried to trick me into being a confession of a chicken.
No. I've been hearing how awesome I am, and the chicken lives. It's Ben.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even. Dude, we need to punctuate that so I understand later when I look back at it and I'm not reading it out loud.
Okay, here. Let's try it again. Okay.
Welcome to
Battle Pets.
This
is episode 102. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am, and the chicken lives. It's Ben.
See, if you're saying the chicken lives and it's Ben, then you're implying Ben is the chicken.
Okay.
And I that's the problem. Ben is not a chicken.
Look, I saw Moana, and that was a quote from that movie, and that movie's funny, so I just went with it.
I just saw Kubo.
How was it?
Oh, I liked Kubo.
Very Kubo.
It was very Kubo, yeah. We're such dorks.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's been a little bit. How have you been?
Ben, I missed you. I haven't seen you since last year.
I know. It's been forever.
I know.
I know you just said that, but I'm agreeing. But we're here now.
I know, but it's like it hits me again.
Well, don't let it hit you. That's just mean.
I know. That's why I paused.
Yeah, okay then. So... what have you been up to? What are you doing? Because it's been forever since we've talked.
Well, if I go through what I've been doing since the last time we talked, that's going to be like the entirety of the show.
Okay, what have you been gaming since last time we talked?
Oh, okay. That I can TLDR, kind of.
Okay. You can Tilder?
Yeah, I can Tilder.
Okay.
Well, first off, I took a break from WoW until the patch. Like, I logged into Raid and stuff and do maintenance and other stuff, but
for the majority of stuff.
I little bit of burnout going on there with all the dailies and the grinding, but I've been getting back into it since just before the patch, and they added some new dailies, and some of them are real hits. Some of them are massive misses.
Oh.
Like, jump from this waterfall and fall into all these orbs. Yeah, you know what, Blizzard? You can jump into a waterfall and fall off
those
orbs.
I haven't said this anywhere else, I don't think. I mean, anywhere recorded, that is. But I really like those quests. I am one of, like, five people who do. It's the whole puzzle aspect you're going. That's so cool.
Yeah, I can relate because I'm, like, one of the five people who liked lay races at first.
I love lay races!
See, yeah. But I was trying to do the falling thing where you're doing the thing and you're trying, and I was getting so irritated and frustrated, I actually considered leaving WoW again for a while.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, I was getting nowhere fast. I'm watching videos and I was getting so worked up. I had to walk away. Hmm. Like, well, jumping things and landing perfectly has never been my forte. You can ask anybody who's ever extended leveled with me, aka, Neil. But, yeah.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of those. I find them a lot of fun just because it's a daily where I don't have to kill crap.
Ben, you can come over and you can do mine, and then I will feed you burritos.
Okay. No beans.
See? No beans.
No beans.
No
capes.
No capes. I don't know. Sitting around the apartment eating a burrito with capes on, that sounds ideal.
Yeah, but you never know what that cape can get caught on. You gotta be careful.
I do, because it's my apartment. I happen to live here.
What if it catches fire?
Do you think I honestly never wear a cape around my house?
Open flames ever and a cape?
No, I'm not dumb.
Okay, well, see, then it's okay for a cape for you. But as a general rule, no capes.
Yeah, outside, yeah, especially when doing hero work. Duh, no capes. After that, I've really gotten into SWTOR a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Star Wars game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Star Wars is great. you get a lightsaber, and if you don't want to be a lightsaber, if you don't want a lightsaber and magical force powers, you can have a gun and be an outlaw.
Well, you know, I'm not going to judge you on that. And let me just say this. After a kind of rough day of raiding last week, Tet stopped by the next morning and dropped this off.
Ooh, he's got a game time card for the Old Republic.
Yeah, he knows that I played it forever ago. And I'm like, I'm not going to be paying for anything because I took a huge stand against their free-to-pay model. And so I'm like, yeah, the only way I play that.
It's way less punitive after you get out of the first expansion.
Oh, okay.
Or the first, the vanilla, the base game.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that it's like I said, I would never pay for a subscription again. I wouldn't pay for anything in that. So that means I wouldn't play. And then he was really, really nice and gave me that time card. So I'm like, okay, well, that means I'm going to play now. Because apparently there's really good, awesome content that he and John went off on for a good long while after the last Azeroth the Roundtable episode.
So. Yeah, it's really great. And when you do pay for a little bit, you can like use in-game currency to unlock more bag space.
That's cool.
Huge fan of that. Huge fan of that. Actually, it's funny, today Thraxus went through a very long ordeal getting his original account back.
See, that's what I'm worried about.
No. He called customer service, and it took a while. For some reason, the new password they were giving, you know, they sent him a link. Okay, here's your new password link. Mm-hmm. And it just would not take.
Well, that's no good.
No, it wasn't. But it finally did, and he logged back into his original account. They checked it on their end. They're like, look, your account exists. It can be logged into. We don't know why this is a problem. He's like, okay, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to hang up with you guys. I'm going to walk away for a while. And I'm just going to come back to it later. And he did. And it eventually kinked itself out.
Good.
And he got his original account, which is brilliant because, oh, that was a big box we bought back in the day. Mm-hmm. With all the collector's edition stuff. Oh, and yeah. I was like, yeah, we're getting that back. We're getting that back.
Yeah, I think I have my CD key somewhere, and I need to find that before, or I'm going to try and find that before I call.
That way, he didn't find that. He found his. He just had his key fob.
And see, the thing is I used the app, and that was like two phones ago. So, yeah, that's why I'm like, okay. Other than just being like, hey, I'm me. I think I should have something to help back it up.
Well, like all games, you know, you had to verify his name, his address, his original address, and everything, and yeah. Pokemon is going well.
Good.
Ben, you have not played since we traded.
I know. I haven't done a ton.
I know. I know.
We'll talk more about this.
I'm on the final island.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah. I'm chugging along, but I got sidetracked by Disney's Magical World 2.
Ooh.
Because of their holiday event, and I really liked it. And then I realized I didn't have my last sticker. And so I got my last sticker. And they're like, ha, we fooled you. Here's a whole new sticker book. And then I got all those stickers. And hey, it's like, yay, there's no more fooling you. Those are all the stickers. And I was like, ooh, I have all the stickers and 90% of all the items. Okay, I guess I'll get the rest of them. And that's just a really good, I'm not feeling very well game.
Yeah. Not too much in-depth strategy that you have to work out at that point.
No, it's shoot the things until they die from it. It's really... And then, oh my gosh, they're too close. Spinny twirl away. It's like Animal Crossing with a dungeon aspect. I love it. Love it so much. It is the best recovering from procedures. Oh, and my procedure didn't go happen. But it's happening on the 27th. So there we go.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, that's really it for me in gaming. A lot of stupid flash games that I play with my kids on the net, but they don't count.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ben.
Yes.
What about you? What have you been doing in gaming, and why do I still not have your workplace's phone number?
You're not getting that. So, okay, the last two...
So I can get this number.
the last 2 weeks of 2016, I was insanely busy.
Yes.
With work. I did barely anything other than that. So we're just... That's what happened there. I was very lucky to get Final Fantasy 15 as a gift, so I've started that, but I'm only like about an hour in, so...
Oh, you're still in the tutorial?
No, because the tutorial is something entirely different. There's combat tutorial, there's lore tutorial, and then there's the start of the game. So I guess I'm kind of in the start of the game tutorial, maybe? I don't know. But I started it, and I'm really liking it so far. I just need to actually, you know, find the time to sit down on the couch and play it and mm-hmm. everything. Because I haven't actually gone through and played a Final Fantasy game all the way through since 10. Unless you count...
Wow.
Well, no, I don't count any of the MMOs. So, you know, I played the MMOs. But, yeah, 10 was the last one that I actually got all the way through. So I'm looking forward to going through this and seeing the story and everything like that, because that's what you play Final Fantasy game for, is the story. So, yay. And I'm just on a road trip with my buddies, and apparently, according to the very flash-forward scene, I get to fight the devil at the end? I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Why not? That sounds like a good way to wrap up a
Yeah, I thought so. There's a really fiery dude sitting in a throne, and me and my three road trip buddies were going to go fight him. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we'll see if that
road
actually
happens. Road trip to the devil.
Good song.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, I actually hit my 35th artifact thing in my artifact weapon. It's pretty psyched
oh,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I hit a bunch, too.
Yep, I got my artifact knowledge up to 25 before the patch.
Me too!
So I'm like, yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, I know.
And
Strutton.
I got a second legendary to drop. So I have two, but I'm not able
wow.
to equip the second one yet. Because,
same.
Yeah, it dropped, and then I needed the 15,000 order resources in order to actually go and, you know, put the work order in for the thing. But the thing is I finally got the 15,000, put it in, and then the patch dropped, and then it's, instead of 2 weeks, it's like a week. So now mm-hmm. I'm at like 4 days now or something, and then I can put my new shoes on too. So I'm kind of happy about that.
Yeah, I've been hearing legendaries are kind of candy dropping lately.
From what it seems
and
like.
And I am totally on board with this. I've been putting all my order resources toward the research. It seems mm-hmm. like it just eats it up.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that I'm done with the research.
Yeah.
That I got it to wherever it needed to be. And I got the achievement in raid, actually.
Yes.
Ben was the only one who noticed, so yay, Ben.
Aww.
And
well, I got my legendary in raid, and this was before the patch, too. So, yeah, don't know when that happened or why. So, that was pretty cool. I was happy about that. Other than that, I just logged into my mage and saw that I have a fire shield now. That's cool.
What?
Yeah, fire mages have a fire shield.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's called, I think it's like called a burning barrier or something. It's really neat. And it's just like the frost ward,
except it's fire.
It's fire.
You know, I always thought it should be, you know, spec specific.
Yeah. And I want to say there's an arcane one too. I don't know, I hadn't switched, but I saw someone running around in what looked like an arcane shield. So I'm like, hey, maybe. But I don't know. Could be wrong. We'll see. But gaming-wise, that's actually kind of been it for me. I haven't done a whole ton. So what do you say we go ahead and take a look at the news?
Sounds great.
Reporting live from the Broken Isle, we have the latest from World of Warcraft. There's demons everywhere!
News.
I love that throwback. I really do.
Me too.
It makes me giggle each and every time. So news!
Yes.
7.1.5 is here, and with it, 4 new pets and a cool new awesome thing.
Yes.
So, fire up your Brawler Guild, Mitts, folks, because we have a new reason to pop on in. Rank 3 of the new season unlocks the Tyler Grandin from the Brawler Guild vendor, the Fight Club reference we have all been waiting for. Word is, Clockham has also become unlockable at rank 3, down from rank 4. Now's your chance to get the both of them, the new pet, the old pet that you've been just kind of procrastinating on. But if you've been procrastinating on Clockham, it has come back to haunt you.
Dun-dun-dun.
The price for Clockham has had a crazy markup in his going down a rink process. He has gone from the low, low price of 50 silver to 500 gold.
That's a lot.
500 gold.
That's
guys.
A lot.
That is a jump. I mean, 50 silver, 500 gold.
Well, I mean, to be honest, 500 gold isn't a ton right now, but that
No. That's a huge jump. I do not care what inflation has done to 500 gold. Okay?
Okay.
What I care is it was 50 silver. That is a markup of a percentage that I don't even want to math, dude. There's math I want to do and math that I just shake my head at. Seeing how many zeros that is in percentage markup? No.
Yeah, that's, no. Let's see, that's 1,000% markup?
He's doing the math, guys, right after I said I didn't want to know.
It's probably the wrong
number. Never tell me the percentage of the markup, Ben.
Okay. I cannot. But at least the good news is that 7.1.5 has also brought us the new Miss Pandaria time walking event.
Woo-hoo!
And with that, new vendor also has two new pets. So if you want these guys, though, you need to start saving or be like me and use all that saved up, you know, time walking currency that you have for the mount and buy the pets instead, which I'm so tempted, but we'll see. Anyways, the Paradox Spirit and Infinite Hatchling are going to be available, and they both cost 2,200 Time Warp badges each. That's 2,200. It's a lot, folks. And for those of you hoping to Tony Stark them on the auction house, we've got some bad news. They're actually not cageable and are bind on pickup. So you got to earn them. You got to. And then last but not least.
There's no around it, man.
No way.
Like, they saw the price and mm-hmm. went, no, well, let's just make sure we don't make these cageable.
Yeah. But the good news is, actually, I think the first time that Pandaren time walking shows up is, I want to say it's like the first week of March, maybe? I don't know. I could be wrong on that. And there's a Lich King and a Cataclysm.
Far away.
Well, the thing is, you have two more times to actually earn those. So if you think about it, you get 500 time walking badges for just doing one during the whole event. Then mm-hmm. you have two, so that's 1,000 right there. Then when the missed one comes, that's another 500. So you get 1,500 of it right away just from that. So that means you need to earn 700 more, which, I mean, run some time walking. I suggest the Lich King ones because they're a lot of fun. Yeah,
and they streamlined those. They made them shorter during the duration of Lich King. Like, that team was on it
mm-hmm.
back then.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
I'm not saying this team isn't. I'm just saying back then, yeah. I remember they
five of them. You get, your weekly quest, too. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to do it that help out. But, mm-hmm. I mean, these extra pets, you might be able to get both of them if you got a couple characters.
Yeah.
So, definitely try it out.
I might, actually, Ben. You're all making it sound gettable now.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think I actually have 1,000 on Alanya already, so I just need to do, two with her, and then I think I started on my paladin a little bit. So, like, I might be able to actually get them once it pops up. Because, I mean, it's not that bad, now that I think about it. Anyways, so last but not least, the final pet that was introduced in 7.1.5 is Trashy the Raccoon, which is now available for 50 drowned mana if you're best friends with Conjurer Margos.
Okay, so I have the fishing pole, but me and Margos were just like, he's aware of my existence at this point.
Well, that's
good. And he thinks I'm pretty cool.
Cool.
But we're not besties. So I guess I should work on that if I want my own little trash panda.
Well, apparently people are forming groups all the time so that there's always someone, you get a group, you stand there, you fish, and then you kill the big thing, and then mana's falling from the sky, and then someone else has a thing as soon as that's dead, and the buff is gone, then they kill that, and the mana's falling from the sky. So there's ways to farm the drowned mana pretty fast if you look to Group Finder, from what I hear.
Wow, so I'm just incredibly unlucky.
Maybe.
Okay, so I'll actually check Group Finder.
I was going to say, so apparently today's the day I make you feel bad.
No.
Okay, well, good then.
Nah, but in non-pet battling news, Ben, this is the best thing. Like, if you manage to make me feel bad, this would make up for it. Yeah. So in non-pet battling news, which does happen, people, Dramus, you know, our favorite dwarf over there, mm-hmm. in the Broken Isles pet shop in Dalaran, has a shoulder enchant that is just made for us, guys. Guys.
Really?
Guys, seriously, guys. He now sells the Boon of the Zookeeper.
What?
Yes. This happy shoulder enchant, guys, shoulder enchant, is super great and is totally being purchased by all my characters and all my alts and all my everybody forever. Sorry, Aludra, you don't get to look for cloth anymore. As soon as the show is done, it causes piles of pet goodies to become lootable for mobs. I know, piles of pet something, ew. But we're thrilled to see these this time, mm-hmm. because these bags can have pet charms, pet treats, and, okay, so the lesser enjoyed pet bandages in them. But pet charms, guys, lootable from random mobs, you know, kind of like the Boon of the Mana Seeker works and everything.
Yeah.
And all that, yeah. So no word yet on if any pets are going to be lootable from these bags. We have hope. But, dude, just random pet charms just from killing things.
That is pretty amazing, actually.
I am so all over this. I didn't even ask for this. It never even occurred to me to ask for this.
Oh, and no kidding.
It just seemed like one of those things that even if you thought about it, it was kind of a pipe dream.
It's like, this will never happen. All of a sudden, boom, pets.
It's here, and thank you, Blizzard. Mm-hmm. Oh, I heart you. I heart you so much.
Definitely.
I might not heart you as much when I have 70,000 Band-Aids, but, you know, we'll see. Until then, though, I am so thrilled at this opportunity to earn all the pet charms. I mean, if it has the same drop rate as it did for the mana stuff for me, I'm over the moon.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Well,
let's put it this way. I got one of those Boon of the Harvester bags off of Cenarius the other day. I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, with all this, I just go out skinning sometimes
mm-hmm.
on Illyandra just to, you know, I'm a skinner.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So I am absolutely thrilled. Absolutely thrilled to see this thing. I've got alts. I'm going to, this is going to be so great. I'm so excited. Like,
just your mind, like your mind has literally exploded with the petness.
Oh, yeah.
The pet name?
I've got so many pets still to charm up, you know, and to level up. I still buy those grab bags and stuff. I'll be seen in Dalaran. Huh?
The Petageddon? Petastrophe? Because, yeah. There's
the Petaway.
The Petiting.
The Petnami.
Petnami. Yeah, I like that. Petnami. Can you just picture the Petnami, just a whole bunch of little cute cuddly things running at you and just engulfing you?
Yes. Yes. So I'll stand there in Dalaran. I will save up a few days worth of dailies mm-hmm. and pet charms. And I'll stand there in Dalaran just throwing rocks at pets. Leveling them up 25. It used to be, I was like, I had this rule. Nothing below level 10 gets a pet stone. Now it's like, hey, you. Boom, boom, boom. You're 25 now.
Okay. I'm not even blue yet. That's okay.
Boom. That's okay.
Now you're blue. Now here's two more stones. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Why? Because they put pet battle PvP in there somewhere and you're a great PvP pet.
Well, that's nice.
Just be, yeah. Just be.
Oh,
I'm so thrilled. I am so thrilled about this. Ben.
That's good. You know what
I'm
else
really
is?
I'm really glad I fought the burnout because this is the thing right here. Well, is the thing.
That is very good. You know something that never burns out?
No, I was going to say LED light bulbs, but I would be so wrong.
Well,
my enthusiasm.
That is definitely something.
Head battles and our friendship, Ben, that never goes dim.
Okay, that's very true. What I was actually aiming for, though, is my doghouse system.
Really?
It's never burned out as far as I know of.
And oh, wow.
I mean, I'm recording on it right now, so obviously it's still working.
Gasp.
That doesn't make it sound good at all, so let's not continue this path. In fact, I'm going to totally delete that.
I'm just teasing, because computers eventually do go bad. But you do have a point. You've had this one for how long?
Almost 6 years now, I think.
Yeah, and it's still chugging along.
Yeah, like, really well. I mean, it's playing games. Like, in fact, I loaded up Doom again the other day for, like, 20 minutes because I was listening to the Giant Bombcast Game of the Year talk, and they said so much stuff about Doom. I'm like, I have that game. I logged in and finished a level. I'm like, that game is so good. I got to go to bed now. So that didn't work out as well as I had hoped because I wanted to play a lot more of it. But, I mean, my doghouse system, it's great. It's running WoW, of course, perfectly fine, you know, with these new, you know, updated graphics and specs and all that stuff. And I absolutely love it.
And when he says perfectly fine, he means amazeballs, guys. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, it's an old computer, and it's running, like, really well, which is awesome. One of these days, I need to stream our Emerald Nightmare raid, because, you know, we actually know what we're doing, and it's a full clear. And then people can see what I'm talking about when I release the bird or the dragon, which I know that sounds
weird. I know
what
you mean.
Yeah, but people can't see it.
We're not exactly looking for it, Ben.
But it's awesome. But anyways.
I love the bird.
My doghouse system has been going strong. Yours is going strong. They're both great. If you would like to join us in the doghouse revolution, go to doghousesystems.com, put in Battle Pets in the promo code. You will get double the memory for free.
For free, guys. And, you know, we love you. We really honestly do. And maybe you're like, hey, guys, I want to support the show. I like cool stuff, but a computer, gee, things are tight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, do we have a deal for you?
Yeah, it's a great deal.
Oh, so great.
Do you like collectibles, Aludra?
I love collectibles. I was talking to my husband tonight about collectibles and how I like them.
Well, you know what?
I mean, look at this thing right here behind me. I have this shelf full of adorable collectibles that our people can't see, so I don't know why I pointed it out.
I was wondering. I'm like, I see them. I see them all the time. But if you want a shelf with really cool collectibles, one of the best places to go is actually Loot Crate. That's right. Loot Crate has awesome, really neat and geeky, flaunting, like, crowns and things wearing crowns at me. That's just not fair.
Oh, no, I was just showing you the cat.
The cat's
adorable.
The fact
that he has a crown is incidental. but it's not something I thought about. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I understand. But, Loot Crate has a whole bunch of different IPs that they actually work with. In fact, every single month has a theme. January's theme is Origins. And you know what they're actually going to be giving you? Stuff from Superman, from Marvel, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Nintendo.
Oh, so it's not like Origin, the game
launcher
to rival Steam.
Nope.
But like Origin Stories.
Yes, exactly. So who knows what it's going to be? It's always an exclusive item or items of those different things. I've been really happy with my subscription. I really recommend it. So head on over to try.
Ben's no longer show me shirts.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Or at least the ones that come in there because you're going to steal them. But head over to trylootcrate.com/battlepets and you can sign up for a new subscription. If you put in the promo code BRIDGE10, you get 10% off that first subscription. So trylootcrate.com/battlepets.
Bridge, like the rainbow one in Thor, 10.
The number.
As in how many fingers I have.
How many fingers is the normal amount?
No, just that Aludra has. Aludra has 10.
Well, we need to hope that number is consistent.
Yeah, but if anybody has lost one or didn't have one, I don't want them to feel abnormal, Ben.
Well, good point.
So, there. All right, so, onward, upward, let's go on to boss battles, because I want to kick some boss butt.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
So, boss battles?
No. No. That would be like a boss butler.
Yeah, okay.
Because butlers buttle.
This week's boss is Tiffany Nelson. She is
Would totally have a boss butler!
Yeah, she would. She is standing in the, the same place in Dalaran that we've been for the past couple episodes. Now, Tiffany has three pets with her, so this is actually not one of those single pet battles. You have three that you have to beat. The first one is Jinx, which is a spider. Now, Jinx's first ability is Foreboding Curse. Now, this adds more damage to each attack against your pet and reduces your pet's speed by 24%. 25%. I don't know why I said 24. But this ability actually lasts 4 rounds.
That's why you said 20.
Probably. Now, next up, we have Brittle Webbing. This ability deals beast damage and coats your pet in brittle webbing, causing it to take beast damage each time you attack. That sucks. But
that does.
And it actually lasts for 3 rounds as well. Then, last but not least, we have the Spiderling Swarm. Now, Jinx will swarm your pet with spiderlings, dealing beast damage. See, there's a little theme there. But the thing is that this will actually deal double damage if your pet is webbed. So, watch out.
Yes, please watch out, because no, because ew, because gross, because spider. We're moving on to Rocket, who's a moth. The Rocket Moth.
Yeah.
Rocket Moth. Okay. First ability of Rocket Moth is Wild Winds. A sharp wind gust deals flying damage instantly and more flying damage every round for 2 rounds. This will persist through pet swaps. So, that's one of those little whirlwinds that flows around.
Nope, it's not.
It's not?
Nope, that's the next ability.
That's right. It's Cyclone, the Twister ability. Rocket will create a cyclone, which has a 35% chance to deal flying damage to your team each round. This ability lasts 5 rounds, and by team, it means the whole team. It can hit the back row. It can hit you. It can hit, well, not you, but, you know, front row guy. Yeah. It can hit, you know, just
anyone of everybody. The three. Mm-hmm. And the thing is it can hit only one pet. It can hit all three pets. It can hit no pets. I mean, it's 35% for each pet that is active. That it hits. Or that is still alive, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Finally is Nature's Ward. This restores health every round for 5 rounds, while healing Rocket will be transformed into an elemental type. So he freaking type changes on us!
Yeah.
Dude.
That's pretty crappy.
Oh, hacks.
Very much hacks. So. Very, very much so. Last but not least, we have Marshmallow, which is a cat. Marshmallow's first ability is Pounce. Marshmallow will pounce on your pet, dealing beast damage. It will deal extra beast damage if Marshmallow goes first. Next up, we have Screech. Not the character from Saved by the Bell. Now, Marshmallow will let out a screech, which will actually frighten your pet, dealing beast damage, and reducing your pet's speed by 25% for 4 rounds. Then last ability is Prowl. Now, this ability will reduce Marshmallow's speed by 30% and increases his damage of his next attack made within 2 rounds by 150%. I use this with my Spectral Kitty all the time. It is a huge boost in damage. So be very wary of what you're actually playing against this cat. Now, I totally didn't put down what pets I use, because I totally forgot to load that, but I can tell you that I go by type on this.
Oh, I don't.
Really? What do you do? Do you just pump?
No, I don't just pump. Actually, this is one of those... Okay, so you happen to mention that this was not a boss that only has one pet. Mm-hmm. It's really funny that you said that, because this happens to be a boss that I defeat using only one pet.
Oh, really? Who do you use?
Yes. I use the Emerald Protowhelp.
Okay.
With Emerald Bite, Emerald Presence, which reduces 90 damage from each attack against you.
Okay.
So you start with presence. You open with presence. You put that on. Boom. Everything that hits, nearly 100 damage off. Instantly. And then finally, Emerald Dream, where you fall asleep, restoring 180 health on the first round. 361 health on the second, and then 722 health on the third. I don't let myself get below half health. If I ever am nearing half health, I pop Emerald Dream. I make sure to keep Emerald Presence up, and I just bite the crap out of everything else.
Well, there you go.
And I have no problem downing her with this one pet.
All right. So, Emerald Protowelp. There you go, people.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tougher to do types when she's all switching types with the frickin' mob. What the heck is that?
True. I'd still go with it anyway.
I go for the simple stuff, man. The stuff I don't have to think about.
Yeah, I know. As we demonstrated last episode.
Hey, hitting that is
I'm not
really
saying
good.
It's bad.
A great strategy, dude.
I'm not saying it's bad at all.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Jealous.
Next up, though, we can actually talk about things to be jealous about in Zone Spotlight.
Zone Spotlight.
A little early on that one. Oh. A little bit.
I can do it again.
No, it's perfect.
Zone.
Oh, nice. A little late there, but good.
Ah, crap. I just keep screwing that up.
Okay, so Zone Spotlight is where we just talk about pets, where to find them, and
stuff.
All that good stuff. So we're going to talk about raid pets that have been put into Legion so far.
Yes, we might have covered these already. In fact, we have. But we just wanted to make sure that you were very aware of where they were, because, you know, a little bunny needs your help.
He does need your help. And we want you to help him.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't want you to have to dig everywhere for... dig everywhere for this info. Okay, so Emerald Nightmare. Where's where we're going to start? Oh, no, it's a bad dream. I know, but there we go. All right, so... Yasandre drops the Nightmare Whelpling. Now, as me and Ben found out, this can drop on LFR.
Yes.
How we know? Because I got it. On LFR.
Yes.
With Ben. It was great.
It was great. I was very happy you got one, because I felt bad because I was the first person in our group to get one. Because it dropped for me the first time we killed him.
Yeah, and that's brilliant.
I was pretty stoked.
But I didn't have that pet. And then it dropped in LFR, and I was like, whoa!
Yeah, you and I looked at each other, we're like, okay.
Yeah,
it drops in LFR. That's great.
Yeah, so there we go. Now, the Dream Whelpling's a little trickier. You must defeat Xavius.
Yes.
And then go, and there's a little bit of RP, and then there's this place. And I don't want to give away too much, but in this place, there's a few scattered about to catch. This isn't any difficulty, but... they do not respawn. So if there's four blips on your map, you best run and get one.
Yes, because it's the green place.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see them just have track pets on. It's the only place in the entire raid where you can catch any pets. So it'll be fairly obvious. The last place, last stop.
Exactly. So next up. These next three zones are the places where you need to actually work and, you know, hopefully get yourself a little celestial bunny. So first up is Olduar. Now, Ignis the Furnace Master drops the Magma Rageling. Razor Scale drops the Ironbound Protowhelp. For the Iron Dwarves Council fight, they actually drop the Runeforge Servitor.
Servitor.
Servitor. I like it. Servitor. Crazy Cat Lady, also known as Aria, drops the Sanctum Cub.
Oh, the loud screeching woman. Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. We have Hodir, who drops the Winter Rageling. Freya drops the Snaplasher. Mimran drops the G0R410N Ultra Tonk. And
the Goron.
Yeah, I know. I was getting to that. Anyways, and then last but not least, Yogg-Saron drops the Creeping Tentacle. Here's the cool thing is if you actually have gotten the pets off of everybody before You know, you have to kill, what is it, Cormorgon or whatever, the dude who becomes the bridge. You don't need to keep repeating that to go all the way through. You can actually just take that first teleporter right to where Mimron's train is. So you have a way to kind of skip stuff. But, you know, if you'd like to collect the pets and, you know, maybe sell them on the auction house, give them to friends, whatever, man, just run the whole thing. It takes a while.
For me, the drop rate's so low, if there's a chance for a pet to be there, kind of want to take it.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And, it's so obnoxious. Speaking of obnoxious raids with low drop rates, we're not trying to dissuade you. We want you in here. But Blizz, please.
Raise those drop
rates. We've got Ice Crown Citadel. We've got the Bone Shard from Lord Marilgar. Blood Boil from Deathbringer Surafang. You know, we called him Drainosh.
Wait, we did?
Yeah!
Oh.
Light Breath from Professor Putricide. The new saddest pet in the game. The Soul Broken Whelpling of Syndragosa. Aww. The Dredge Ghoul and the Wicked Soul drop from the Lich King, never from at the same time, at least that we've ever seen. If you've seen them both drop at the same time, send a screenshot. You will be awarded an official point.
And you get two pets. Those two pets, because they drop for you.
Those two pets.
Yep. And of course, rounding it off, we have the Trial of the Crusader. Now, in order to get the Celestial Bunny, you need to make sure to pick up Dreadmaw, which is from the very first fight, which is Gormok the Impaler, Acid Maul, and Dreadscale, as well as Ice Howl. And then, of course, the Nerubian Swarmer, which drops off of Anubarak. So that'll help you get the Celestial Bunny. And the last pet is going to be the Snowballed Runt. Now, this also drops off of the Gormok the Impaler, Acid Maw, and Dreadscale, and Ice Howl fight. And apparently that one has an incredibly low drop rate, even though I got it.
Exceedingly incredibly low. So why do you want it? Simple. You want it because it has that amazing ability that hits them for all but the last hit point.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And that is really awesome for some variety and some types and pet catching. So is it worth the grind? That depends on you.
Yep. Weakening Blow is worth it for me. I just happened to get lucky and get him on my second attempt. It's still weird. I don't get it.
Ben.
But the thing is,
if you get another one.
Oh, if I get another one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So that's the pets and the raids. We heart you. We hope you get them. Go. You collect them all. You'll get an achievement, which awards a celestial invitation. This is an invitation to fight Algalon the Observer, who's observed us and has decided the best use of his time is to pet battle. And I have to say, this is an intelligent move on Algalon's part.
It's a good use of time.
If you defeat Algalon, yeah, it really is. If you defeat Algalon, guess what? You get the Celestial Bunny, which is a bunny, and it is awesome, and it is made of stardust and stars and everything that is awesome in the universe.
Yes.
And it will be yours to cuddle and hop after you, and I want one! And so, yes. Ben and I are racing through to get one first.
And I'm stuck behind two pets.
Same. Maybe more than two. But anyways, so yes. Get one. Save the Celestial Bunny. Have him follow you in raids and be your bright spot. Have him follow you in dailies and be your bright spot. Have him follow you to lunch and be your bright spot. But just have him follow you around and be your bright spot.
And invite him to join your team to do a little team building.
Team building.
So our next week should have been Bright Spot, but it's not. No.
Well, you know what? This is what happens when you choose the thing first.
It is, and I'm happy with it. But anyways, so this episode's phrase that pays to pay attention to is service with a smile. Yes, and Ben has a great smile. I wish I could screen cap that smile. Oh my gosh. Seriously, I would make that.
Too late.
the show.
Too late.
I know. Oh, that was brilliant. Okay, so service with a smile. I went with the Ethereal Soul Trader because he gets your dealy bops and he's really happy about it. No, you have to have this pet out and he drops these little then mobs you kill drop these little mana things and then you trade them to him for various goods and sundries and he's very happy to have them, even though his very presence generates them. So
he's a pacifist. He doesn't kill things.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
You do it and then just pays you for it.
Yeah, but they don't exist without him, so it's like...
Well, basically he's saying, hey, look, I'll give you this outfit if you kill all this stuff.
Yeah, that's really what he's saying.
Yeah.
Next, I have the Direbeak Hatchling. Why the Direbeak Hatchling? Because he was my first one.
Aww.
I know. And I was very happy, and I was doing all these little jobs and chores for him, and I was smiling the whole time. And I named him Bubs, because he's my little Bubs, and he follows me around. And I smiled to do all these jobs. And then we got to go to this certain dungeon, and my smile became a little forced. And finally, Netheria's Light, because if anybody was doing service with a smile, it was Netheria, and she got a pet for it. And I'm happy for Netheria.
She's so great.
She is so great. And I like the candle.
Yeah. I helped you get that.
Yes, because it was pain and it was ignoring me and it didn't like me.
And I helped.
Ben helped because Ben is awesome.
Yep. I went slightly differently. I know.
Really?
Who'd have thought?
Shocked. This is my shock face. Like.
Yeah. So I went with the idea that service with a smile is you need to tell your employees that because they're definitely not servicing you with a smile. Sounded wrong. Go with me. Anyways, so I started off with the nightmare bell because you have to ring the bell to get the servant's attention, right? You know,
okay.
Ding, ding, ding. And then begrudgingly, the wretched servant comes up and tries to help you out. Now, where could I possibly think that he would have a job somewhere? The Dark Moon Fair, because you know what? I want to buy myself a Dark Moon Tonk, and he is definitely not servicing with a smile. So, got his attention with that bell, got the wretched servant, and he finally sold me a Dark Moon Tonk. That's right, folks.
Service. No, he fetched you one.
Yes. Then I paid for it. Yeah. With tickets. He's the ticket counter, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what you think. Thank you.
It was a journey. And there was emotions throughout the whole
there
thing.
There was. Mostly annoyance. But next episode's words are going to be Rainy Cabinet.
Not to be confused with Flooded Closet, which happened to Ben.
No, this is something entirely different. It has to be, it's a Rainy Cabinet. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let us know what you thought about it. Send us points. Let us know who won. Because it's one of those things where, we have a competition going on.
Yes, and I would like a fourth crown.
If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net on iTunes and Stitcher, too.
You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at BenTheMage. I'm at Aludra_AIE. And, of course, the show is at BattlePetsShow.
Yep, you can also listen to me on other shows. I'm also on Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia.
Our theme song, Servant Rider's Hero, is by those amazing folks at Blizzard who do awesome music for all the things. And our bumpers were done by Ben and Coltrane. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody. The Battle Pets is when someone just is not getting lucky with their pet battles.
Oh, really? I thought it was more like a gladiator thing, where, they throw them in the battle pit and, arena!
Okay, that might be
match.
Better.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Battle pits,
the Death
folks.
Dome battle pit.
The battle pits.
Yeah. It's the battle pits.